Good morning, you're on the Lenny Evans call, and what a great day it is. Any day you guys show up, I show up on this call, it's a great day. I get to introduce the man that put this call together, and I'm flipping through his book right now. You know, he's an author, he's the heart and spirit of Isagenix, he's been with Isagenix since the beginning, and he's always there to help, and he's always there to believe in us. And a couple of the quotes in his book, one of them is, successful people aren't happy and grateful because they are successful. They are successful because they are happy and grateful. And I thought, wow, yep, that's this man. And then the other thing that, one of the other quotes in his book is, when we have a positive expectation, it changes everything. And I thought, oh, yeah, that's the gospel right there. And one more quote in his book. And if you guys don't have this book, you really deserve to get it. It's The Journey to Believable. And I think you can get that in IsaTools in your back end. You can go to IsaTools with Isagenix and you can get the book there. Or you can probably text Lenny and he can tell you how to get it. The last quote is, in the moment I radiate magnificence, I attract magnificence. I am that. I am believing that today because I feel I attracted all of you onto this call. But I only got to do that because of the man that created this call, because he is magnificent. So please welcome to the call, Mr. Lenny Evans.
Oh, Debbie Beebe, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, my gosh, thank you. It's so, I'm just smiling from ear to ear, and every time I think of you and Jeff and Matt and Barb, I smile because I love you guys. So thank you. Thank you for being in my life. Thank you for showing up. Because when I radiate magnificence, magnificent people surround me. They can't get to me quick enough because my light is so magnificent that the light in them is attracted. Isn't that beautiful? Guys, I'm so grateful for each and every one of you. And I would love to take a big breath right now with you. And I want you to think about someone or something that you're super grateful for. Breathe in through your nose on three and smile. One, two, three, breathe in. And smile. And breathe out. And reach for your beverage of choice. And let's sip together. I'm drinking the rest of my Amp Nox. Guys, I'm super excited about what's happening right this second on Thursday, on February 9th, because I'm sharing a message today. I got a message early this morning. I was up at 4:15 doing my personal study, did my yoga. I rocked my yoga class and just really great things. And so here's the thing. I'm super excited because Casey asked me to talk today, and I'm going to go from right this moment on from something. I was so inspired by one of my greatest mentors, Rhonda Collier, said something yesterday that rocked me, and I haven't been able to let it go, and I'm going to share a formula with you that I'm super excited about right now. So I would highly recommend getting out a piece of paper, like your journal, and taking down some notes, because this is going to be exciting. This, by the way, before I go any further, I want to honor everything that you all do. I really want to honor that, and I want you to honor it, I'm grateful for everything that you currently do, everything you've ever done, like as far as work goes, right? Because, like, I think of somebody like, Rhonda Collier, who worked for Dr. John Gray for a number of years, running his counseling center, the Mars and Venus Counseling Center. So I think of things like that. I think of Melissa Marcantel, who works as a Keller Williams real estate agent, and so she is a real estate agent also, and she's rocking ISA, right? And so I remember all of us did that. Like, everybody has to do what they were doing before they can do what they dream to do, right? So here's the thing. What I'm about to unveil to you is the seven questions of being all in, the seven questions of are you sold, the seven questions of are you 100%, like a 10 on a scale of 1 to 10 in the thing that you are selling? So my question is, and this came from Rhonda yesterday, the new book she's reading, if you're not selling, you are not sold. I don't have the book yet. This is just a few little things I wrote down from Rhonda's call yesterday. But when I get to what I'm getting to, these seven questions for you, I love this so much because originally these seven questions, they can be used for other people, but it's not for other people. It's for you. It's for you and you and you. And I'm going to ask you to play it 100% and answer these questions that I'm about to ask you for yourself on a piece of paper. And Debbie, I know you're taking notes diligently, and I can hear that. I have a new headset. I can hear everything. It's amazing. But that's awesome because I know you're taking notes, or somebody is that's on the not needed outline. So here's the thing, guys. I love this because this is for Keller Williams. It's for if you work for Ford. It's if you are in the film industry. It's if you work for Warner Brothers, like Josh. I don't know. But please, by all means, take these seven questions and apply them into every single thing that you are selling in your life. Like for me, I could do yoga. I could do mountain biking. I could do drinking only purified water. I could do like all these different things, right? But and I thought, isogenics, oh my gosh, this is going to be a key to your discovery to whether or not you're growing or if you're just staying where you are, or even if you're going backwards, this questionnaire is for you. So here we go. And remember what Rhonda taught us yesterday, that no matter what we're selling, if we're selling, like a lot of times I invite people to come to Be Hot Yoga because I'm very proud of the studio. I helped open the studio. I love the studio with my heart. I go there often. I was there this morning. And so I have these free week passes where I can give those out. And so I can do this for anything. But it's got to be about my belief level. Is my belief higher than the other person's doubt? Because if you're not being sold, if you're not selling, you're being sold. If you look at the reverse engineer of that statement. So here we go. You could take it for what it's worth. Take it for isogenics. Take it for anything. Here are the seven questions of getting to a solid 10, being on fire, with your hair on fire, and being all in. Here they are. Number one, just write these down. I'm going to do one word all the way down, seven words, and then I'm going to ask you to do something with those seven words. Number one, emotional. Just write the word emotional. Number two, visual. Number three, and now whoever that is, I can hear you typing. This is so awesome. Okay, so number three, affordable. So number one, emotional. Number two, visual. Number three, affordable. Number four, sustainable. Just follow me on this. Sustainable, spelling does not count, just write phonetically. Number five, essential. Number six, consumable. And number seven, recommendable. Oh, I'm getting excited because I like the whole when things end in O, right? So number one, emotional. Number two, visual. Number three, affordable. Number four, sustainable. Number five, essential. Number six, consumable. Number seven, recommendable or shareable. And here we go. What I mean by this is, did the product that you're selling, did the thing that you're representing, did the thing that you're excited about, on a scale of 1 to 10, did it help you emotionally feel better within days? Within days. Okay? So answer that for yourself on a scale of 1 to 10. Where are you on, did this product, anything, if this is isogenics right now, then amen to that. But if it's yoga, amen to that. If it's Keller Williams, again, you can plug anything into this. That's why I love it so much. So, number one, where are you on a scale of 1 to 10 on the thing that you're selling, are you a 10 on the fact that it made you feel something different emotionally within days? Question number one. And the more honest, the better. Because we can't go in and dissect and help you grow your belief to a 10 in these areas to get you so that your belief's always higher than any doubter. Your belief can be higher than any doubter. Oh, there's a whole formula, but here we go. We have to be honest on our answers. Number two, visual. Look better. Did this product or service make you look different, look better, look more vibrant within days? I like the within days, right, because I'm not one of those people that like to wait a month, you know, or wait 10, you know, a year. You know, I want to know something. So maybe within a week, for sure 30 days. Third, 30 days for sure. You can play with that. Number three, so rate yourself on that. Did it make you look different? Feel different is one thing. Look different is another thing. Number three, affordable. Is this product affordable? And here is the question, and I love this question with all my heart. The question is simply this. The question becomes meal or not a meal. That is the question. Because it's either replacing a meal for real or it's not replacing a meal for real, and that's that, and there's no two ways about it. Period. End of conversation. So it's either affordable or it's not affordable, and that's that, and that's pretty awesome. That's pretty awesome, in my opinion, okay? There's no question about that. I think it's awesome, okay? Because where are you, though? Do you really believe that your product is affordable? I mean, when you break it down, does the shake keep you full? Yes or no? And do you really understand that delivered to your house, the shake, this meal, in Isagenix's case, is only $2 and, let's say, 87, 88 cents delivered. So you need to play with that because I can't help you with that, but it's up to you. Are you a 10 on that or are you a 5? And if you're a 5, if someone is stronger than you in their doubt, they're a 7 in their doubt, it's going to be an issue. Ooh, this is exciting. I have goosebumps. Number 4, sustainable. Oh, my gosh, this word came to me so beautifully. Because I want to know, is it sustainable for long term? Is it something that you're really going to do day after day after day after day after week after week after month after year after decade? I've been doing it for 13 years. I'm speaking from authority. Are you? Where's your belief level in your sustainability question? Is the thing you're selling sustainable long term? Ooh, I love that question. Because, oh, by the way, I hope you're answering. Well, I don't hope you're answering anything. I hope you're answering your truth on a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And there's a lot of, I know there's 10 degrees there where you could be. So 7 is higher than a 6. Guys, we can always move up. But if you're not honest, you can't go anywhere. If you just put 10 on everything but you're not quite sure, you're fooling yourself on your ability to have your belief be higher than anyone else's doubt. This is powerful. So next, number 5, essential. Now, I like essential because I'm talking about food. Is it needful? Is it something that you really need in your life? You know, that's an important one. Is it something that is essential to your life? And to me, eating is. And if once I wake up to the fact that I could be eating superfood and be like a superman because of my superfood, then it's all pretty amazing. And to me, well, you answer for yourself. Is the product you're selling essential? Number 6, is it consumable? Now, this is a different question. The sustainable question is about you individually thinking long-term. Is this something you see yourself doing for the rest of your life? That's the question. But consumable is it a product that once purchased lasts about 28 days and then needs to be reordered? But because you need to understand the power of this. You really need to, you deserve to understand the power of consumability and the fact that you want. I remember once when I was getting to know Tammy Hess, one of my dear friends who was a master in Mary Kay, and she was a Pink Cadillac sales director. Wow, that's pretty awesome. That's like the second highest rank, I think, in Mary Kay. And I was talking to her once about the consumability thing about her products, and she goes, oh, no, you know, our products last a long time. Like a woman could use like a little moisturizer, some makeup product, and she might not need another one for 3 or 4 months. I said, that's bad. Do you follow me? That's bad. That's not a good thing. If you were ranking yourself on a 1 to 10 on consumability, and people were buying something that they could put in their bathtub and use for say 3 months instead of 30 days. That would be like a 3 or 2. I mean, it'd be awesome because they bought it, and they do need to buy it every 3 months, but you want something that at least goes every month on an auto basis that's going to renew every 30 days, like a gym membership, like my car wash membership, like my insurance membership, like, oh my gosh, everything, right? Consumable, okay? So then if you were representing Nike, that might be something you would look at too, because how long does a good pair of Nikes last? A long time. You don't need another pair for a while if you're an average person. So anyway, now the last question, and then I'm going to start wrapping up, is recommendable. Recommendable. This is a big deal. Recommendable or shareable or sellable. Because here's the thing. Would you recommend it to your mother? Write that down. Would you recommend it to your mom, your sweet mom, who went through 9 months of having you in her belly? Are you kidding me right now? Ultimate sacrifice to bring a child into this earth is the woman's role. And so you love your mom for doing that. and you love her with all your heart. So now, would you recommend this product to your mom first, best friend second, next best friend, your 10 best friends? You know, I know we can have lots of best friends. So here's the thing. Is it recommendable at the highest level? You answer all of those questions, guys, now. I'm challenging you about something else that's profound. It's profound. At least it's profound for me. And that is, guys, if you get to where you're answering in the high numbers, especially, I know that you can get to a 10 out of 10 on all of these 7 questions, you become bulletproof. 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 Not anything but that. You guys, nothing can penetrate you. It becomes impenetrable. And I know that it's possible. That's why it's critical that you become honest with yourself no matter what. If you're with Herbalife, then answer those questions for Herbalife. If you're with USANA, then answer those questions. If you're with doTERRA, answer the questions. Now, that's an interesting one. I would like to be schooled on the doTERRA one, right? Or the Young Living Essential Oils. Why? Because it seems like my bottles of oil, gosh, some of them last a long time. Like, it's not that renewable. You end up with tons of oil. Now, I could be wrong on that, but I would like to be educated on that. But the bottom line is, enough a great product. Gosh, I buy it. I buy them. I love them. I use them every single day. I stopped using. Mary Noonan taught me years ago to not use any kind of fragrance, like cologne or anything, and start using oil. And I started to start using oils. Anyway, guys, I'm so excited about this. Why? Because it's a hands-on tool for you to build your belief and become sold, 100% sold, 100% all in on the thing that you represent. I can say that in my life about Isogen. Absolutely. I can say that about yoga. I'm a 10. I can say that about meditation. I'm a 10. I can say that about mountain biking because these are things that are important to me, right? I can say that about our compensation plan and all that. Now, we can take this to another level. I do another thing in my book that has different areas. But this right here is just for the product. This new thing just got handed to me yesterday from Rhonda's brilliant call as a way that I can measure myself and improve. Remember, the law of accountability states that when performance is measured, performance improves. But it gets better because when performance is measured and reported to an accountability partner, the rate of improvement actually accelerates. And that, my friends, is exciting. So, with that, let's see. How long have I been going on? Oh, how perfect. I've been going on like 16 minutes. Okay, so this call, I'm excited about this call because it's been recorded and it will be at Personal Power Podcast. And I would like to really thank Larry Cease right now from the bottom of my heart. You know, I know Larry's been going through some tough times. Let's just hold him in our prayers, you know, right now. And he did what had to happen to get that back up. And guys, I know we'll do a push. One of the calls will be just to say, hey, let's donate to this. You know, let's get on there and help Larry because it takes a lot of bandwidth and all that kind of stuff. I understand all that. And so I'm just really grateful right now because they were able to get put back up at the personalpowerpodcast.com and they're there. And there's some brilliant calls there, guys. And so thank you guys so much for being here. Don't forget about playing the field for pros ball. And you can get that in all the Facebook groups. I'm going to be talking more about Follow Your Bliss 7. That's coming up May 19, 2021. Save the date, for goodness sake. And then I'll get the details out soon. I've got one of the flyers made that I'm going to be giving the trainers to see if they like it. And then hit it out. And so, guys, here's the thing. We got this. Casey is totally going to be rocking the call tomorrow because she had a big appointment today. And so I'm so glad I got to do this because I was going to do this on Friday, but it's better today because it's so fresh and I've been thinking about it and I've been talking about it. So really take this to heart. I challenge you also not just to take it to heart, but to take this and at least do 3 of these surveys with your key leaders and model for them what your truth is. And then, guys, here's the thing. You can talk to them about anything they're not a 10 in and see what you need to do. Make a plan of action. You get them to an 8, get them to a 9, get them to a 10, because once you're 10, bam, you're uncrushable when it comes to your vision. You're uncrushable in every area, you know. So thank you guys so much. And I just want to, again, really honor Jeff and Debbie. Jeff rocked a call. I said it just blew my mind. And Jeff Beebe is just, you know, they're just stepping up and becoming these icons in our industry of network marketing. And so it's such a beautiful thing. And they'll be speaking at the Eric Worre event. And please go on our site, the Lenny Evans 123, and see different announcements about that. But, guys, thank you so much for checking in. I love you. I see you. I just want you to know something else, too, that when you're out there, remember that you're brilliant, really. I mean, the fact that you're, like, doing this, the fact that you've made this decision, the fact that you are following something you know to be true, know to be ethical, know to be a brilliant contribution for people, you know it can help them, you know it in every one of these areas, all seven, so that they can have something that they can really count on in their life, too, like you do. We all count on certain things, right? So with that, my friends, I'm going to unmute the lines. I'm going to do a 1, 2, 3 Isogenics, and let's rock this day. Hold on. Here we go. We're live, guys. Let's rock it. 1, 2, 3.
Isogenics!